Good morning. It's Monday, June 14th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Expect another hot day today, with thunderstorms possible. The high will be 90 degrees with a low of 72. There's a 40% chance of rain. In our top story, a history museum near Charlotte refused to apologize for a controversial program whose racist event description promised to tell the story of, quote, white refugees and defeated Confederate soldiers. On the website of Historic Lotta Plantation, site manager Ian Campbell called out Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and other critics of the event. Campbell also noted that he is black. The post on Saturday came a day after the program was abruptly cancelled following the backlash to the event and its promotion. It had been set for June 19th, on the holiday of Juneteenth that commemorates the emancipation of slaves in the United States, but the description didn't acknowledge that. In coronavirus news, state and federal data show unvaccinated residents are concentrated in places across North Carolina where households earn the least. And even if the state as a whole is more than 50% vaccinated, most North Carolina residents live in neighborhoods that are not at that level. Health officials say it's a matter of people who are trying to make ends meet, having difficulty adding one more thing onto their plate like getting a vaccine. North Carolina remains among the 15 least vaccinated states in the country. To improve, the state's health officials are shifting from mass vaccination events to smaller scale, sometimes individual outreach in neighborhoods, workplaces, retail stores, and churches. The state is pairing these efforts with financial incentives, like a new lottery, and $25 gift cards to vaccine recipients and their drivers in some pilot counties. In crime and justice news, religious leaders, civil rights activists, and other protesters marched on Saturday to the spot in Elizabeth City where Andrew Brown Jr. was killed by a sheriff's bullet. They pledged to pursue justice and answers, as attention strays from Brown's death. The Reverend William Barber II and other leaders called for a mass demonstration, but drew a smaller crowd than marched in the weeks after the April 21st shooting. Around 150 people turned out for Saturday's march. And finally, in sports, NC State's baseball team is going to the College World Series for the third time, and first since 2013. The Wolfpack beat the number 1 seed Arkansas, 3-2. Freshman pitcher Evan Justice came in late and didn't give up a hit in two innings, and Jose Torres hit a solo home run in the top of the ninth. The Pack will now take on Stanford in Omaha. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.